The Pope's manifesto on climate change, out today, was highly anticipated, but nonetheless, the language and strength of the message is viewed by some as stunning. In calling for a cultural revolution on the environment, Pope Francis is calling the global economy structurally perverse, saying it's exploiting the poor and turning the earth into an immense pile of filth. Why now for the Pope's message, known as an encyclical, and what's it mean locally? We spoke about that with Father Brian Hare this morning, professor of religion and public policy at the Kennedy School of Government, who's also an official with the Archdiocese of Boston.
I think he's calling for a recognition that the twofold themes of the encyclical, how do we protect the environment, which he calls our common home, and how do we understand that the people who are most vulnerable to the environmental changes going on around us are the poor? That those two themes are both fundamental moral problems of a global nature, and he is trying to demonstrate the linkage between them, the need to address both of them, and the recognition that this has to be done at the global, national, and local level.
He's not the first pope to speak out on matters of the environment. So how is this message different from your point of view?
Your point is very well taken, that when you look at this document, it is solidly rooted in the teaching of his two immediate predecessors, John Paul II and Benedict XVI. At the same time, I think there are a couple of things that are different. He calls for what he calls the need for an integral ecology. Now, what does that mean? Well, he takes three basic themes out of Catholic social teaching, namely social justice, the option for the poor, and the common good. And what he's trying to do is to apply those three rather ancient ideas to this brand new challenge.
What do you make of the timing of this? And I'm wondering if you think it's, in a way, kind of personal, because Pope Francis has talked about his own vulnerabilities and the fact that his time on earth, like for all of us, will be limited. Is that what's driving him trying to get this message out now?
I think as a theme of this papacy, this is a man in a hurry. He has indicated that there's a reasonable horizon of limitation on how long he will be with us as Pope, and this is one of his top priorities.
Well, what about how the message matters to local Catholics in this state? How does it resonate, especially in coastal communities, and what actions should local Catholics be thinking about taking?
One of the characteristics of the environmental question is there is a way in which it goes from the highest level of international diplomacy and relationship among states down to the personal level. And so when you talk about ordinary Catholics, they're not left out in this letter. The end of the letter talks about education on this question, and it also clearly says everybody can do something. I think what he's trying to say to everyone is we need to take remedial steps to heal the past, and we need to have a strategic design at every level, from the international institutional to the personal level, about how people connect to this issue.
Father Brian Hare, professor of religion and public policy at the Kennedy School of Government and secretary of healthcare and public policy for the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston. Father Brian Hare, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Delighted to do so.